It's December, so it's time to let you in on Moore's first law of Christmas gift giving. You ready? Here it is. The expense of a holiday gift given rises in inverse proportion to the amount of time taken considering the needs and wishes of the receiver. That was too complicated, wasn't it? Well, here's a shorter version. He who waits to the end is doomed to spend. The Associated Press reports that 40% of all credit card charges are made in November and December. And it's no wonder. Who among us hasn't dashed frantically to the mall at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve to find Uncle Harry that special something? You don't know his size, so clothes are out. You're not sure he can read, so books are out too. Say, maybe he'd like that solid brass anteater paperweight. It's only $60 and wrapped free too. Why do some of us spend such large amounts of money on absolute junk? Well, here are a few possible reasons. The first, nostalgia. After about 100 hours of holiday programming, and that during the Thanksgiving weekend alone, we tend to construct a phantom. A phantom is conjured when we want our holiday experience to be some composite of It's a Wonderful Life, The Miracle on 34th Street, and every catalog that's been stuffed into your mailbox since Labor Day. All smiles, glittering trees, happy families, perfectly decorated homes, and, aw, just what I wanted, gifts. Feeling helpless to do anything else to produce this kind of holiday experience, we try to buy it at the stores. You know what? It hardly ever works. The second reason is that we have no plan, and as a result, we end up overspending. And the worst place to plan your holiday spending is right in the store. So before you go shopping, sit down for a few minutes and think, what kind of gift would be appropriate for this person, and what can I afford? If you haven't answered those two questions before you hit the mall doors, you will likely get in trouble. Have a shopping list. Also, shop early to avoid the last-minute rush. And I don't mean just the rush of last-minute shoppers. I mean the rush of last-minute impulses that comes over you when you're feeling that Christmas Eve deadline panic pressure. The third reason that we overspend is that we seem to have no ability to say no. This is especially common with parents of young children. The only worse offenders are their grandparents. While temporary waves of guilt may surge over you because you didn't hawk your house to buy every new smartphone, iPad, computer, or video game, you're going to get over it. If you're a shopper on a budget, here are a few gift tips that I picked up from the Financial Literacy Center. First, give food. Homemade holiday candies and cookies always show that you took time and energy to make something special for them, and they're always a hit, and most of the time they'll get eaten, unless it's fruitcake. Give skills. One family draws the names of other family members and agrees to make a gift for the other person. It can be a food or a craft or an art. The gifts are all unique and special, and it's fun to see what each person makes. Third, offer time. One grateful gift recipient writes, 2 years ago, my father-in-law gave me a gift certificate, homemade, of course, for a weekend of fishing and fun, redeemable at any time. I thought that was a great gift, and it really didn't cost anything. Whatever you do, don't let guilt or comparison with others drive your gift-giving this Christmas. Start now, plan early, and make this Christmas and next January's credit card bill one of your merriest ever. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.